listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Once again, we're taking a look at the book of James, and here we are in James chapter 2. I'm going to read to you verses 15, 16, and 17, where we read this. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to him, "Depart in peace, be warm and filled," but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Well, I want to talk to you today about dead faith and living faith. In the previous sentence of his letter, James spoke of the idea of a faith that was merely theoretical. It never connected to life action. In these two sentences, he developed the idea and gave us an example of what dead, powerless faith might look like. Here's the situation that James called to our mind. He says, a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food. They come to us for help, and we do not help them. To James, this is a prime example of a dead, unsaving faith. To fail in the simplest good work towards a brother or sister in need demonstrates that one does not have a living faith, and we can only be saved by a living faith in Jesus. See, instead of help, the needy one that James imagined is only offered words. Be warm and filled. To say this means that you know that the person in front of you needs clothing and food. You know their need well, but you offer nothing to help them except a few religious words. So James asked the question, what does it profit? Real faith and the works that accompany it are not made up of only spiritual things, but also of a concern for the most basic needs, such as the need for comfort, covering, and food. When needs arise, we should sometimes pray less and simply do more to help the person in need. Did you know that sometimes we can pray as a substitute for action that we can take right here and now? James summarized the idea in his second sentence. He said this, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Now, this is the first time James spoke of a dead faith. Faith alone saves us, but it must be a living faith. And we can tell if faith is alive by seeing if it is accompanied by works. And, as James says, if it does not have works, it is dead. You see, a living faith is simply real faith. If we really believe something, we will follow through and act upon it. If we really put our trust and faith on Jesus, we will care for the naked and the destitute, as he told us to do. So, what are some of the marks of a living, saving faith? Well, a living faith looks not to self, but to Jesus Christ. A living faith agrees with God's word, both inwardly and with the words that we say. A living faith in and of itself is not a work that deserves reward from God. In this sense, faith is simply refusing to think that God is a liar. And that in itself is not a good work. It's simply the absence of a sinful work. A living faith is grounded in what Jesus did on the cross and at the empty tomb. A living faith is one that will naturally be expressed in repentance and good works. A living faith may sometimes doubt, but the doubts are not bigger than the faith, nor are they more permanent than the faith. You see, this faith can truly say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, as in Mark chapter 9, verse 24. Living faith is faith that wants other people to come to the same faith. It's faith that says more than, Lord, Lord, as in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Living faith not only hears the word of God, but it does it, as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. It is absolutely vital for each person to look at his life or her life and judge. Do I have a living faith, or am I supposing that I can be saved by a dead faith? Everything hinges on this essential question. Listen, seek God today and walk in a living faith before Him.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.